சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
Chapter 18, 13th Shloka.
Panchaitani Mahabaho Karanani Nibodhame Sankhe Kritante Proktani Siddhaye Sarva Karmanam.
Lord Krishna completed the Karma Yoga Saramsham, the essence of Karma Yoga, from 4th Shloka onwards up to 12th Shloka. Now he is entering the Jnana Yoga essence, the summary of Jnana Yoga or Self-Knowledge. What is Self-Knowledge? The essence he is giving from this shloka, 13th to 17th shloka. Arjuna, may you listen from me. The Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanam. Atma is the spirit, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Anatma is matter. In this 13th shloka, he gives Anatma Swarupam. Anatma means body mind complex made out of Maya or Prakriti. This body mind complex, which is made out of Maya Prakriti, by nature it is inert. It is Jadam. Body cannot walk by itself, mind cannot think by itself, sense organs cannot see by themselves, intellect cannot decide by itself. All of them just inert matter. They are all blessed by the sentient consciousness principle. All this entire physical, mental personality, which is inert, jadam, inert means jadam, which cannot function by itself. But it is functioning means there is some invisible principle behind that. What principle? Invisible principle. Because of that invisible principle, that visible principle, body, mind, functioning. This viveka is called spiritual education. This knowledge is called spiritual knowledge. What is that invisible principle making this body, mind complex to function? That is called Atma. This body, mind, inert principle made out of five elements: Akasha, the space, Vayu, the air, fire, Agni, Jalam, waters, Prithivi, earth. All of them put together, body, mind, complex. Panchabhuta Udal. Put together, Maya or Prakriti, depending upon the Atma, Chetana principle for its function, Vyavahara. Between this Atma and Anatma, Shariram and Spirit, Atma, one is invisible, one is visible. Anatma is visible, experienceable. Body is visible, mind is experienceable. But Atma, neither visible nor experienceable. It is neither visible nor experienceable. Just like electricity. Electricity is neither visible nor experienceable through your perception, but it blesses the electrical gadgets, fan, bulb, mic. It blesses. Similarly, here also, invisible electricity like Atma, which is known as Sat Chit Atma, Ananda, which is different from Anatma, invisible, blessing this body, mind, electrical gadgets like body, mind, it is blessing. This is first lesson we have to understand, Atma, Anatma, Viveka. Next step, Lord Krishna says, this Atma is higher I, Anatma is the Ahankara, lower I. This Atma blessing means this Atma reflection falls within this mind. Atma reflection takes place in the mind, that is called Ahankara. That Ahankara is called ego or lower I, Vyavahara I, which play the role of interactions. Vyavahara, Ahankara or lower I, which is the reflection of higher I, the consciousness. The higher I is your real nature, Arjuna. That is called Aham. Consciousness, spirit is, that is your real nature. This Aham, higher nature, reflection is lower nature. Lower I is blessed by higher I, or Anatma is blessed by Atma, or you can say matter, body, mind is blessed by the spirit. This lower I alone is father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, playing the role. Once in a while, you have to go to the green room, better change your vesham. What meant? Green room meant for what? You go and change your vesham and put another vesham. Once in a while, you have to recognize your real nature. You change the role and come out and play the role. This is your green room. Green room, you have to remember, relax room. Green room is meant for what? To relax. Original face, original person is there. And put vesham and come out to the drama, family drama, society drama you play. If you have this knowledge, this is called spiritual knowledge. Knowledge about the spirit, knowledge about the matter, what is the nature of matter, what is the nature of spirit, what they have their roles in this world. Spirit is blessing, matter is functioning. Spirit never function, never do any action. By its presence, matter functions, matter do actions, vyavahara. Spirit, Atma is ever akarta, matter is ever the karta and bhokta. Arjuna, understand this. Your real nature is Atma. This Atma doesn't have birth, death, old age, disease. Body, mind has got all this birth, death, old age, decay, declension, change, gunas, attributes, fluctuations, ever insecure, never secure. Atma is ever secure, ever happy, ever peaceful. Body mind complex is never peaceful. Even that peace also, once in a while, comes, go into pieces. This is Atma, Anatma, Viveka. If you take this role, Vyavahara role, mother, father, brother, false, reflected, Ahankara playing role, real, you have to suffer. The actor should know, I am acting. The actor should not forget the dialogues. I am putting an action now, I am putting a role, I am putting a vesham, I have given the script. That script dialogues I have to utter or pronounce in the stage. If I take the dialogue of Rama, should not take the dialogue of Ravana. Ravana should not take the script, dialogue script of Rama. They have to play their role. Clear? Similarly, if you play, what will happen? Drama cannot be seen properly. Like that in our life also, we are playing the roles. Just roles we are playing, they are not real. Your real nature, go to your green room. Who you are really? These are all masks only. The real is Atma. Understand, Arjuna? Look into Jnana Yoga Saramsha. Now he gives first Anatma. He Mahabhaho, may etani nibodha. May you learn from me the following. Etani, the following, may you learn from me. Lord Krishna already taught. Again he is telling, learn from me. Now remember, again I am reminding you. Pancha karanani, five causes. Sarva karmanam siddhaye. I am going to give five causes for all actions. Sarva karmanam siddhaye, for all actions. To accomplish anything in your life, for all accomplishments, there are five causes. Where they are given, they have given in Krutante Sankhe Proktani. They are all mentioned in the Sankhe Vedanta. In Vedanta, they have mentioned. Proktani, Khaditani, mentioned, told in the Vedanta. Krutante means, Krita means Karmakanda. Action, that is Karmakanda. Krutante means the end of Karmakanda. Krutante Sankhe, the end of Karmakanda, Vedanta comes, Upanishad comes. That is given in Upanishads. Vedanta means the end of Karmakanda, the Upanishadic portion, that is called Sankhyam. Sankhyayate padarthaha gnatavyaha. That is to be known. Sankhyaye Vedante, it is to be known. Sarva karma khilam partha gnane parisamapyate. Sarvam karma, it has to culminate into jnanam. In second chapter, Bhagavan said, therefore, whatever you do, all of them are concluding, ending in Vedanta, Atma jnanam. You are doing all these actions, there are five causes. What are those causes? Listen.
Adhishtanam tatha karta karanam cha pruthagvidham vividhascha pruthak cheshtaha daivam chaivatra panchamam.
Very, very important shloka. Now he talks about all these five layers of our body. First one, five causes for every action. What are those causes? Number one, physical body. physical body, anatomical body. Adhishtanam means annamaya kosha. Vividhaha, so many bodies are there. Annamaya koshas, how many? Many annamaya koshas. Annamaya kosha means physical body. How many physical bodies are there? How many lakhs of species are there? So many bodies. Vividhaha adhishtanam. Then number two, prudhakcheshtaha, varied functions of prana. Cheshta means activity. Activity done by the five pranas. Prana, breathing, respiratory system. Apana, excretory system, visarjanendriyam. Apana, vyana, circulatory system. Circulation is going on, that activity going on or not? Going on. Breathing in is going on or not? Going on. So, excretion, all the bad impurities are all ready to come out. They have come out also. So, apana, prana, vyana, samana, digestive system functioning. Today, little bit late, we have to take lunch. Now itself, garbar starting, samana prana, function is going on, chesta. Then udana prana, vomitings, hiccups, all those functions of physiological or vital functions going on. Whenever you sit silently also, they are all functioning. Silently they are functioning. Whoever silently functions, they are very important. Whoever does silently function, silently active, they are all highly important. Pranas, they are all silently working. If they 24/7, very very important systems in the body. Pradhak cheshtaha. Number three, this comes under pranamaya kosha. Prithak vidham karanam, various instruments. Karanam means manomaya kosha. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, manomaya kosha. Actually, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, all come under sukshma sariram. But we are doing a broad division here, since Bhagavan Krishna presenting them separately. Prithak cheshtaha means five pranas. We are studying about ourselves, our body, how the system is going on, how hunger is coming, how thirst is coming, where it is coming, how it is functioning. We are studying about ourselves. Prithak cheshtaha, pranamaya kosha. Then prithak karanam, that means various instruments, manomaya kosha. Shrotradikam, hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, all of them. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Then karana indriyam, hasta, pani, pada, vak indriyam, upasthi indriyam, all of them. You know, all of them karanams, 5+5. Then tadha, karta, fourth factor. To do any action, you require body, pranas, sense organs, mind, and karta, vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kosha. Mind is included, doer, nischayatmika buddhihi, adhishtanam, physical body, cheshtaha, physiological body, then karanam, sense organs, and karta, vijnanamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, put together. Then fifth one is daivam. Daivam means the preceding deity is behind the every sense organ. Manaso, devata, chandrama. All Hiranyagarbha, we can call it as Hiranyagarbha. Daivam means Hiranyagarbha. Who is the presiding deity of all other devatas? Agni, Varuna, Vayu, Indra, ஹஸ்தயோர் இந்திரா பாதையோர் விஷ்ணு ரசனாயா வருணா கிராணஸ்ய அஸ்வினௌ லைக் தட் சக்ஷுஷ சூர்யா ஸ்ரோத்ரஸ்ய திக் தேவதா ஆல் தி தேவஸ்தாஸ் ஆர் அண்டர் த சூப்பர்விஷன் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா தட் தெய்வம் தெய்வம் இஸ் த பஞ்சமம் ஆல் ஃபைவ் புட் டுகெதர் தே ஆர் ஆல் த காஸ் ஃபார் தி ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா ஸோ வாட் திஸ் இஸ் அபவுட் அனாத்மா தி ஹோல் தி ஃபைவ் புட் டுகெதர் அனாத்மா வாட் இஸ் அனாத்மான்னு கேர் ஆஃப் 18th சாப்டர் 14th ஸ்லோகா put together in one shloka. What is anatma? If I ask a question, I won't ask. If I ask, suppose, what is anatma means? Anatma means, remember this shloka, 14th shloka. In short, Lord Krishna puts everything in one shloka, anatma. Then we have to enter the 15th shloka. What kind of action done by them? All of them put together doing a drama. All of them are put together doing a drama. Drama like drama. Vyavahara ityartha. Drama means what? Vyavahara. From morning till night, whatever vyavahara you do, as a mother, as a father, as a daughter, that vyavahara, what are all done and actions by you, they are all done by these five. All five are involved. Together they are doing vyavahara. Now also in the class also they are doing vyavahara. Eyes are seeing, hand is writing, ears are listening, prana of course is going on, function is going on. So this is also a vyavahara. What are all those actions? In the next shloka, Krishna gives. Sharira vang mano bhiryate karma prarabhate naraham nyayam va viparitam va பஞ்சைதே தஸ்ய ஹேதவஹ ஏதே பஞ்ச தஸ்ய ஹேதவஹ தீஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆர் த காஸ் ஆஃப் தட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஆக்ஷன் ஆர் வ்யவஹார தீஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆர் த காஸ் ஃபார் எனி வ்யவஹார ஆர் எனி ஆக்ஷன் What type of action? Action at three levels. Action is possible, any vyavahara is possible at three levels. Kayika, vachika, manasa. Kayika means physical activity, where your physical body involved. That is called kayika karma. Walking, doing pradakshanam, sitting, standing, and a lot of activities you do. Now writing, hand is writing. It is a kayika karma. When you walk, it is a kayika karma. When you do puja, it is a kayika karma. Kayika means kayam, means body, physical body. Kayika karma means that action done by the physical body is called kayikam. Then second type of karma possible is vak karma, verbal action, chanting, speaking, singing, talking, so many things we do this mouth, it is called vachika karma. Second type of vyavahara, kayika vyavahara we are doing, vachika vyavahara also. Which vachika vyavahara create a lot of problems also many times. So verbal actions or verbal activities, vyavahara, second type. Then third one is manoha, through mind. Manasa puja, manasa parayanam, manasa japa, meditation, all manasa vyapara. Even thinking inside is a manasa vyapara. Tomorrow Krishnashtami, what I have to prepare? Same thing, but this lady thinks. Nothing new. Same thing we prepare every Krishnashtami, tomorrow what? But that thinking is going on, that is called manasa karma. Manasa karma is there. Tomorrow whether to come to class or not, thinking. So that is also a manasa karma. Manasa vyapara. So kayika, vachika, manasa vyapara. Sharira vang manobhihi yat. Manobhihi, with mind, with words, with body, whatever actions we do. Karma naraha prarabhate. Karma means actions, activities. Naraha, human being, prarabhate. Why naraha here? All other beings, life is a programmed life. Instinctively they live. They never have problems like us. So we the people, human beings, naraha, karma prarabhate, begins the work, either physical level or verbal level or mental level. What I am doing, 1 hour, talking, kai, vachika karma, this is like that. What are all actions are possible by physical, verbal, mental, nyayam va, viparitam va, dharmic and adharmic. Possible. Actions are done at 3 levels. These actions can be at 2, moral and immoral. 2 types of actions are possible. 3 levels of actions at 2 types of actions. 3 levels means kayika, vachika, manasa. Physically you can do right actions, physically you can do unrighteous actions. Dharmic actions also you can do physically, adharmic also you can do. Depend on your thinking pattern. Similarly, verbally also you can speak righteous words, unrighteous words also people speak. Both the ways they are using. Nyayam means dharmikam. Viparitam means opposite to nyayam. Opposite to nyaya is what? Anyaya. Anyaya means unrighteous, adharmic, immoral, unethical. So ethical activities, bodily activities, verbal activities, mental activities also. If I think immorally, that is called anyayam, manasika karma. Nyayam manasika karma, anyaya manasika karma. Nyayam vachika karma, anyayam vachika karma. Viparitamanna, opposite anartham. Adharmik ityartaha. Nyayaha means righteous. Nyayam va viparitam va. Viparitam means ashastriyam, adharmyam. Next shloka. These are the activities possible at 3 levels by everyone according to their swabhava. They do the actions. Then what? 16th shloka now. These are the activities classification, broadly classified into 2 types of actions at 3 levels. 2 types of actions, dharma, adharma, nyaya, anyaya, rupa. 2 types of classification at 3 levels. Kayika, vachika, manasa. After doing everything, 1 shloka is sufficient. Kayena vacha manasendriyairva buddhyatmanava prakrite svabhavad karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. another shloka also is there, karacharana kritam va. You should know the shloka. So karacharana kritam vak manasam va aparadham. And aparadham da anyayam karma, viparita karma nartham. Anyayam viparitam. So these are all possible. Prayers are also there, of course. You can safely protect yourself from them. You should not do those anyayam karma. Reduce those adharmic activities in artham. Sorry. Ashastriyam shastriyam karma. Now, next Lord Krishna is going to say, next shloka, the unintelligent person, aviveki, atma anatma aviveki, do not know who is doing this nyaya anyaya karma with what. Who is not really doing? Ajnani jiva do not know. Only jnani knows who is doing these actions at three levels, and who is not doing, jnani only knows. That is, he is going to say in the next shloka, 16th shloka. Tatraivam sati kartaram Atmanam kevalam tu yaham Pashyatya kruta buddhitvat Nasa pashyati durmatihi. Tatra evam sati. This is fact mentioned in the above shloka. Atma, anatma. Anatma means four koshas plus the hankara, the karta. Vijnanamaya kosha we can take as karta, ahankara. This is the fact, evam sati. Anatma alone is the performer. Anatma alone is the doer. Anatma alone is doing. Body, mind, complex is the karta. Either dharmic actions or adharmic actions. Actions at verbal level, physical level or mental level. And the atma is not at all doing, involved in anything. This is the fact. But durmatihi, atmanam kevalam atmanam kartaram iti, kartaram atmanam iti pashyati. Atma is akarta, anatma is the karta. But durmatihi asamskruta manaha. Durmatihi means dushtamatihi. The one who is not having spiritual inclination, spiritual sadhana, one who has not taken the spiritual education, one who is not interested in spiritual sadhana, that person is called durmatihi. One who is not interested in scriptural education, who is not interested in knowing Atma Swarupam, durmatihi. Atmanam, kevalam atmanam, pure consciousness. Kevalam atmanam, akarta atmanam. He mistakes as karta, kartaram iti pashyati. Mistake themselves, I am the karta, I am is atma actually, higher I. But this I am, he takes it as ahankara, vijnanamaya kosha, and he says thinker, talker, eater, whatever actions are done by this body mind complex, they are all superimposed upon himself on atma. Kartaram iti pashyati. Kevalam atmanam, akarta atmanam. Whenever we say I am, spirit matter mixture, I am is higher I, what I am is lower I, Understand? I am, I is consciousness. In the last class I told you about that Atma Anatma. I am is higher I. What I am you add to the I am is belonging to lower I. People take this lower I as themselves. This lower I, husband I, wife I, wife I, wife I. Wife I, not Wi-Fi, but wife I, mother I, brother I, sister I, that is lower I. Husband, wife, sister, brother, all you remove, keep aside, what I remains, that is original I. It is neither brother, sister, mother, father, or anything. That is pure I, higher I, original I, real I. That I people do not know. Durmatihi kevalam akartaram atmanam kartaram iti pashyati. Karta, who is doing lower I, ahankara, panchakoshas put together, they are doing karma. Actually, Atma is not doing. Without Atma, they cannot function. They cannot function. Now come to the five fingers, our five fingers Vedanta. Angushta matra purushaha Atma, sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, this ahankara, all these are jadam. These four are jadam. I have turned my hand, because otherwise you read the lines. So, four of them, this is ahankara. These three bodies, jadam, inert, made out of five elements, blessed by the consciousness, I am. This I am can manifest only through these four. Without these four, I cannot manifest. But I exist. I am not a participant, but they are all only participants in Vyavahara. I am blessing them to do Vyavahara. Really, I am Akarta. Just like electricity. Electricity is not a participant. It is blessing the bulb, it is blessing the fan. Electricity is not directly involved. Bulb, fan, they are helping the electricity to manifest the electricity. But they are not independently illumining without electricity. They are dependently existing on electricity. Electricity independently existing. Electricity is not depending upon the bulb and fan for its existence. So electricity is invisible. Electricity is blessing the electrical gadgets. Electrical gadgets are dependently existing on electricity. So this is Swatantram, they are all Aswatantram. Similarly, Atma, electricity like Atma, is not a participant of any of the actions, only blessing principle. This blessing principle is my real nature. Whenever I say I am, is a my real nature. When I say I am a husband with sthula shariram, I am happy with sukshma shariram, I am happy when I say I am attaching myself with sukshma shariram. I am a husband, father, mother means I am attaching with sthula shariram. Like that, every time Vyavahara is with Anatma only. You have to understand. It doesn't mean you should not do Vyavahara. Do Vyavahara, but understand. Similarly, space also. Space also is not a participant. Space is there, that's all. It is not involved in any activities. Space like consciousness. Light like electricity like consciousness. I don't want to use electricity. Light like consciousness. So light illumination. Like that, பட் துர்மதிஹி அகர்த்தாரம் கர்த்தாரம் இது பஷ்யதி. சோ லெட் ஹிம் சி வாட் இஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்னா தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சார. சீயிங் அகர்த்தா ஆத்மா ஆஸ் கர்த்தா, டேக்கிங் திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் கர்த்தா ஆஸ் ரியல், இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி பிளேயிங் த ரோல். ராவணா ஷுட் நாட் பிளே த ராமா ரோல். ராவணா ஹாஸ் டு கிவ் வாட் டைலாக்ஸ், ராமா டைலாக்ஸ் ஆர் ராவணாஸ் டைலாக்ஸ்? ராவணா கேரக்டர் ஹாஸ் காட் ராவணா கேரக்டர் டைலாக்ஸ். லெட் மீ சே சம் ராமா கேரக்டர் டைலாக்ஸ் அண்ணா, யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு சே. தேர் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் வி ஆர் பிளேயிங் அவர் ரோல்ஸ். டோன்ட் மிக்ஸ் அப் அண்ட் மெஸ் அப். We should not mix up. These are all changing principles. All are losable. Any time body can finish, mind also function, may not function. Vijnanamaya kosha already half function. All these are all fluctuating. Vikaram is there. They are anityam. Atma alone is nityam. Therefore, use them. Be ready to lose them. Use them. Be ready to lose all losables. Clear? That vichakshana we need. That sake only we are studying here. Now you have got the point. Look into the shloka. Tatra evam sati kevalam atmanam kartaram iti pashyati. கேவலம் ஆத்மானம் மீன்ஸ் அகர்த்தாப ஆத்மானம், நான் டூவர் ஆத்மானம். கர்த்தாரம் இது பஷ்யதி, தே சீ ஆத்மா ஆஸ் கர்த்தா. ஹவு தே ஆர் டெல்லிங், ஐ ஆம் ஈட்டிங், ஐ ஆம் திங்கிங், ஐ ஆம் வாக்கிங். தே கிளப் திஸ் ஐ ஆம் வித் எவ்ரி ஆக்ஷன். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் நாட் நோயிங் ஐ ஆம், there is a mixture of ahankara, lower I and higher I. They do not know which I am. I am means what? They do not know. Until they come to Gita class, they do not know. I am thinking, my mind is thinking, hand is writing, I am not writing. Is it not? Originally speaking, hand is writing. Suppose hand is writing or pen is writing. Suppose I ask you, I am writing, you say. In the I am writing law, how many are involved, you know? Atma is involved. Ahankara is involved. Hand is involved. Intellect is involved. Pen is involved. Even I am writing is not a correct statement actually. You have to understand, I, the Atma, am blessing the intellect to instruct the hand to write with the pen. Adhida purinjukonam. I am writing and enna artham, I am not the hand to write. Hand is writing. Can hand write? Hand using the pen. Pen is writing. Can pen write by itself? Pen cannot write. Pen has to be used in the hand, by the hand. Pen is used by the hand. Hand is writing for whose sake? Hand wants to write. Hand is writing, using the pen and writing for someone else's sake. Who is ordering? This line you write, this line you need not write, you already knows. Hand is not writing. Who is governing the hand backside? Why hand is not writing all words, what I am telling? That means somebody is governing the hand. Intellect is governing. This point already Swamini said, you need not write, you have already written 4 pages back and somebody is telling. Hand is sitting quietly. Then immediately another point. No, right, right, right. Swami is telling new point. It is writing. So Vijnanamaya Kosha is guiding the hand. Hand is using the pen and you are writing. How many things are there behind in your one sentence, one word when you are writing? Understand? Then Vijnanamaya Kosha is also Jadam by itself. Vijnanamaya Kosha, Jadam, inert Buddhi to function, Ahankara to function. Aham Atma must bless. Ahankara is telling, this lesson is nice, this lesson line is nice, you write. Oh hand, you write. Now pen is using the, hand is using the pen. Pen, hand, intellect, all are Jadam. Intellect in the sense Ahankara. Ahankara is a false I. Ahankara is blessed by the real I, that is Atma. Atma with the Ahankara, with the hand, with the pen, writing is going on. Idella enge padika mudiyum? Where you can understand? Tell me. You cannot even think of. You cannot imagine. These are all said in Bhagavad Gita. Where? You can never understand without Guru. Hundreds of times, thousands of times you read the same sloka, I will tell you. You can never understand without the Guru. Look into the sloka now. Tatra evam sati kevalam atmanam akarta atmanam aham I akarta atmanam kartaram iti pashyate. People think karta iti manyate. Karta iti pashyati. Why? Akrita buddhistvat. Because their minds are not refined. Because there is no spiritual background, there is no spiritual education, there is no spiritual practice in their life. Not spiritually advocated or educated. Somebody should advocate. Advocate, educate, difference. Advocating, advocate, Guru has to advocate. Then I can be educated. Educate yourself. With the help of great gurus, lack of discipline, akrita buddhi means lack of spiritual discipline, right form of thinking is not there. That is why na pashyati akritva buddhitvatu na pashyati saha na pashyati durmatihi. Na pashyati means na janati, do not know. They never understand. Since they never understand this aham atma, ahankara anatma, this ahankara using the instruments panchagnana indriyani, panchakarma indriyani, manasu buddhi chitta ahankara, this is internal package using the along with and residing in the outer pouch. Outer pouch is what this body residence. So body is the residence. Sense organs are all tools working for ahankara. Ahankara is false I. It is a reflection of Atma, Aham, Brahma. Now you want to claim you are false I or real I? You want to claim false I as yourself or real I as yourself? False I depending upon real I. False I is anityam, defective. False I has got finitude, limitations, insecurity, unhappiness, all are there. But higher I, there are no limitations, insecurity, there is no fear, there is no limitation at all. Now which one you want? Durmatihi akrita buddhitvat, lack of spiritual education, lack of disciplines, lack of clear understanding, lack of shraddha, bhakti towards Vedic teaching. Durmatihi akrita buddhitvat, akarta atmanam keval atmanam karta iti manyate. That's why these eyes, these instruments, this knowledge, this worldly things and all will not help you to understand this Atma, higher I. How can you understand? Fleshy eyes cannot grasp. You require a special eye. That is Jnana Chakshu. Jnana Chakshu is required. Who can give Jnana Chakshu? Guru alone can give Jnana Chakshu. These fleshy eyes, this ordinary intellect, which intellect has got umpteen problems, with that intellect can you know? A mind which is with full of what? Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, irsha, asuya, all are there. Such a mind is able to know. Durmati has to become Sumati. Durmati has to become Sumati. Therefore, the teacher struggled to convert the Durmati of the student into Sumati. Idella theriyadhu student ku. The teacher does this job silently. Whenever we enter the class in the first with will all with go with ego, ankara, naan, perusu, enna, my qualifications, my possessions, my all relations, my education, my all, you know, tip top, ella, so big show. With that we will go. This is called Durmati. Taking all this paraphernalia, this show as real and showing in front of the teacher also. You are not showing generally. And they want to show their status, they want to show their education, qualification, they want to show their style. Or style kuda irukum. In the style, idella Krishna sollar ore word. Durmati, akrita buddhi, tittu bodhama. If you understand this sloka, that is real Krishna Ashtami you are celebrating. Krishna is so happy. This is real Krishna Ashtami. Therefore, Lord Krishna want to say, when the student come with such a durmati, that means ahankara, ajnana, the spiritual education commitment won't be there much. Edo just like that casually they come. And the durmatini sumatiya maktanu. The teacher job is that. Once you become sumati, you come to know aham, brahma, asmi, real I. That is why we have to drop this body mind complex abhimana. This is anatma abhimana. Yedukki the body kaha vala abhimana. And nan ennudaya mamakara. Nirmamaha nirahankaraha. May you become nirmamaha. Give up mamakara on everything. Give up ahankara also. Unless you give up ahankara mamakara, you can never claim that you are Brahman. Look into the shloka. Na pashyati, body mind complex. When there is abhimana, pashyannapi na pashyati. Pashyati, seeing with the eyes, parantu na pashyati. He sees with the eyes only body mind complex, but never see beyond, never understand beyond the body mind complex, never transcend the body mind complex. That's why surrender, total surrender, and my ahankara I have to keep in front of my guru's feet. Ahankara vidanum. Ego ponu. Guru enna sonnalum sari titti nanum kuda okay nu sollanum enna sonnalum kuda. That much surrender should come. And after all, this ego is making me, keeping me away from my real nature. So the guru is trying to remove this ahankara. We are trying to hold tightly ahankara. Guru is trying to remove the ahankara, but we are trying to hold the ahankara very tightly. That's why Guru Parvai, Guru Padam, Guru Sannidhi is very, very important. Those who are having Guru Pada Sannidhi, Seva, Drishti, teaching, they are all blessed. Not 1 or 2 days, decades. It's not so easy. It is not so easy. Either we are away from the Shastra or our ahankara will keep us away from Shastra physically, mentally, intellectually. It keeps us away. Na pashyati durmatihi. Whereas some other person who is sumatihi, akrita buddhi is not there. Krita buddhi is there. Who is having spiritual education? Next shloka he says, akrita buddhi durmati ki opposite. Next shloka, the one who has got this knowledge is called sumatihi. Akrita buddhi ki sukrita buddhi ki we have to say. Next shloka, contrast. Now next shloka about me. This shloka, I am not durmati, I am not akrita buddhi. Yes or no? Yaar patta solraru inge 16th shloka. 16th shloka Krishna talking about somebody else. The 17th shloka about me only. We'll read.
Yasya naham krito bhavah. Buddhir yasya na lipyate. Hatvapi sa iman lokan. Nahanti na nibadhyate.
Yasya ahankritaha bhavaha na asti. The one who is not having the notion that I am the doer. Aham, I am kritaha, I am the doer, I am the performer. That bhavam, aham kritaha, the notion that I am the doer, that notion for whom it is not there. Yasya buddhihi na lipyate, whose intellect is not tainted by, whose buddhi is not associated with the doership. I am the doer, I am doing, I am performing, I am only doing, this is done by me only, this medal should come to me only, this appreciation should come to me only, I have to get the qualification. That bhavana, whoever is not having, yasya buddhihi na lipyate ahankrita, I am the doer under a notion, with that whose buddhi is not tainted. That means whose buddhi is well informed. Who am I to do? I am Atma only. This ahankara is a reflected I. Karta, Gnata, Bhokta. This is a dependent I. I am the blessing principle of this ahankara, reflected consciousness. In the mind, antakkaranam, Atma Chaitanyam, I the Atma Chaitanyam reflecting as lower I, husband I, mother I, father I, party I, tata I, all are reflected eyes. Evayi kalya. I, straight I, not crooked I. I is a reflected I. When you are playing the role, with some role you are playing your role, that is only unreal I. Now this buddhi is enlightened buddhi. This buddhi is enlightened buddhi. Therefore, I am not the doer. My body is doing. My sense organs are doing. They are playing the role. Dharmam, adharmam, nyayam, anyayam, good or bad are all going on in this anatma. If it is bad buddhi, it does bad actions. Good buddhi does good actions. If it does bad actions, like militant terrorist, Maoist, Naxalite, madri, doing harm to the society, people, all adharmic people, like Kamsa, Ravana, all Rakshasas. But some buddhis are good, noble, righteous actions they are doing. That's why Lord Krishna is a Jnani. Remaining in his higher nature, Lord Krishna did his all duties. In Krishna, Ashtottara Shatanama only, tomorrow you are chanting, you see that Nitya Brahmacharine Namaha. Avara Nitya Brahmacharya. Shodasa Stri Sahasreshaya Namaha. In the same Ashtottara Shatanama only, 16,000 wives, Shodasha Shata Sahasa. Shodasha Sahasre Stri Shodasha Stri Sahasreshaya Namaha. I do namaskara to that Lord who is having 60,000 wives. I do namaskara to that Lord who is ever bachelor. Inna. Asal first of all meaning e theriyadu nariya perukku. Chumma chanting pandran. To understand these two words meanings, you have to study 18 chapters Bhagavad Gita. I have never said this word, you know. Today only I am telling, because tomorrow Krishnashtami, no? How can a person be a brahmachari and 16,000 wives? How can, is it possible? It is possible. From aham drishtya nitya brahmachari, brahmani charati eva brahmachari. Lord Krishna is one who moves, always remain, abide in his own real nature, reveling in his nature. Nitya brahmacharine namaha. Then it comes to lower level, ahankara level, playing the role, Krishna avatara level, and he is shodasha stri sahasreshaya namaha, husband of 16,000 women, gopikas, Rukmini and Satyabhama, so many managed. Because he knows this is whole thing is a drama. Dharmic. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha drishkritam. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Krishna's birth purpose is that. Krishna is ever jnani, played the role in his life. That is why we are worshipping Krishna till today. And the Kal Varar Krishna, Bala Krishna Varar Vitlaki. Yeduk Varano? Kutti Krishna Varar Vitlaki. Varano. And the Krishna Vandada Namak in the Jnana Varam. How can a person be Nitya Brahmachari? Atma Drishtya Nitya Brahmachari. Atma Brahma Ahamasmi Jnani. At the same time, for the protection of that woman from that Rakshasas, as though married all the gopikas. So we have to understand the Krishna's life, wonderful, beautiful life. Then only that Krishnashtami is meaningful. Without that knowledge, Krishna also is not happy with Muruku Chidai and the Aul Payasam. Illa Pandi, Samarpayami, Samarpayami. Krishna says, first you give your heart to me. And Jolivar, give your heart to me. Kudutatiya kudukavele. Yenda Krishnashtami ke kudukavele. So many Krishnashtamis you are celebrating. I am waiting for your Hridayam. Giving our heart, Hridayam to Bhagavan, how you can give? Knowing his teachings. Knowing his teachings and implementing the teaching in your life, understanding Krishna's teaching, then that is real puja. Krishna is so happy. When you are conducting puja, Krishnashtami puja, in your house, ask 4 or 5 people to sit in your family members and you share what you have heard in Bhagavad Gita. Prepare a lesson tomorrow. You are going to give a lecture. All of you are going to give a lecture. Chivar, whoever there in that puja, after doing puja, everything. Now we are going to listen Krishna's teachings. Talk whatever you know, whatever you have understood, whatever you are feeling about Krishna, whatever you have received in the Gita class, prepare 10 lines, only 10 lines, don't give too much, okay, 10 minutes, more than 10 minutes you need not talk, 10 minutes, the gist of this Bhagavad Gita, whatever you have received, whatever you feel like to say that time, in that context, share, that is real Krishnashtami. Krishna sit there only, he will not go anywhere. He will sit there only. If nobody is there, you yourself talk. Why not? You are all grihasthas. Nobody will be there, question is not there. Somebody will be there. Either one or two or three or four, whoever there. Make them to sit. First sing some Namavali. And they will sit quietly. Then you talk. You request them. I want to share Krishna's teachings. And Shonnal appade ukkarnidva. I want to talk and chollakodadu. I want to share Krishna's teachings from Bhagavad Gita. Appade chollanu. Krishna pesrar. That's all. Krishna is going to talk tomorrow. Through me. You must feel like that. You are not talking. Krishna is going to talk through you. You don't tell them like this. Now Krishna is going to talk. Niya. Niya Krishna Rana. You should not tell them. You should feel. You should feel. When you have Krishna's teachings in your mind, that is not yours. It is Krishna's. They are coming through your mouth. I am not talking now. Krishna's views are coming through my mouth. That's all. Who am I to talk? Nothing belongs to me. That's what this Jnani thinks. Look into the shloka. Ahankrita bhavaha na asi yasya buddhihi na lipyate. Whose intellect is not tainted by that I am the doer bhavana. Is not there. Such a person hatva api iman lokan. Now Arjuna is standing in front of the warriors. Arjuna is going to kill all of them. Arjuna, if a person having this, I am not the performer, I am not the doer, I am doing my duty, kshatriya duty, I am pure atman, atma is akarta, because I am in this Arjuna body, I am playing the role. This is dharma yuddham. I am doing, I am not the performer. Whatever result going to come, it will come. I am not the controller. I am only a trustee of this body-mind complex. According to my varna dharma, ashrama dharma, this is a given duty. I am doing. If you do that way, hatva api iman lokan, by killing all these people who are all Duryodhana, Karna, and Dushyasana, Drona, Bhishma, if you are going to kill them, na nibadhyate, you are not going to get any papam, because you don't have kartritva bhavana. You are only a trustee. You are not the owner. You are not the controller. Therefore, do your duty as a trustee in this body. As a mother, I am doing my duty, not with ahankara, not with likes and dislikes, not with any raga dvesha. My given role as a mother, father, given role to me, I am playing now. Whatever result comes by that action, I give to Bhagavan only. I am not waiting for that result, whatever it comes, favorable or unfavorable. Both are possible. I am not responsible. Both are possible. In doing only, I am responsible. In the result, I have no responsibility, I have no control, I have no right to ask. Why? I am limited human being. In doing only, I have choice. In result, I have no choice. Whoever knows this, implement in this in their life, they are wise people. Hatva api iman lokan nahanti na nibadhyate. He is not really killing, he is not bound by that action. Why? Because of jnanam. Ahankara, given role, it is playing. Let it play. Nyayam. not anyayam. Okay, nyayam. At the same time, I am atma, aham, atma. Iman lokan hatma apinani badhyate means abhokta aham asmi. Since I am akarta, I am abhokta. First line what he said, I am not karta, I am not the doer. Once I am not the doer really, if I take myself as ahankara only, the kartrutva bhavana comes. This karta is real or unreal? Unreal. Then how can I take that enjoyership as mine? Either punya or papa, all, why can I take? When I am not a karta, I am not a bhokta also. I am not the enjoyer also. That is why I need not bother what pleasant or unpleasant results are coming. My duty is only to do, not to expect anything. But we don't do, but we expect. That is our problem. If we do also, we do wrongly and expect. Now, for dukkhatiki kaaranam enna puriyirada? For our dukkham, the cause is we never perform with a detached mind. Akartrutva bhavam and kartrutva bhavam vina. Doership, without doership, we don't do. First of all, we do always with doership, bhavana. Then bhokta. That is why we are always disappointed. When I am doing, my body, mind, complex, given duty at given place, given time, I do according to shastric injunctions. I, the original Atma, not doing, I am akarta. Where is the question of bhoktritvam? So I am neither karta nor bhokta. This jnanam is there for a jnani. Sukrita buddhi, sumati. Now we are all sumati. Sukrita buddhi is there or not? If it is not there, durbuddhi, durmatihi, akrita buddhi. If we are akrita buddhi, durmati ke polama, sumati, sukrita buddhi la irklama. Idha venu, sumati, sukrita buddhi da. But we are desirous of that sukrita buddhi, sumati. How far I am fulfilling that. That is important. Chumma desire is not sufficient. Lip movement is not sufficient. I have to implement in my life. It is really a tug of war. It is like a samudra mathanam. It is not a joke. When a situation comes, make use of that. Make use of it without ahankara, without kartrutvam, without bhoktrutvam. Do it. Ishvara arpanamast. Therefore, whenever you take any decision, let that decision should not be governed by your likes and dislikes. It should be justifiable. Based on Shastra, your inner conscience, dharma, that decision should be based on dharma, that decision should be based on Shastric injunction, that decision should be based on Bhagavad Gita. Decision should not be made upon my whims and fancies, my likes and dislikes, my raga dvesha. It should not be. Then you are safe. You are progressing spiritually. We'll progress by tomorrow evening. So heights. You are already progressed, I know that. Celebration tomorrow, okay? Celebration. Gold medal on the chilio. Ange silver medal da, inge gold medal. Vedanta jnana level, we all got gold medal. In our country, ki or bronze or silver da vandade. Ippo silver gold medal, who will give? All my students will give gold medal to Bhagavan tomorrow. Bhagavan is waiting for your gold medal. Huh? What gold medal? Sumati Sukrita Buddhi. If you have, that is gold medal, you put in Bhagavan's neck with courage, with full confidence. That is real bhakti. That is real bhakti. Celebrate Krishnashtami. in full fervor tomorrow. All the best. Best wishes for Krishnashtami. Okay.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.